الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تركنوا إلى الذين ظلموا فتمسكم النار وما لكم من دون الله من أولياء ثم لا تنصرون وقال تعالى والذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا وقدره منازل لتعلم عدد السنين والحساب ما خلق الله ذلك إلا بالحق صدق الله العظيم. Respected ulama, elders, beloved brothers, Alhamdulillah, we have entered into a new Islamic year. The year 1436 Hijri has come to an end, and now we have entered into the year 1437 Hijri. In the words of Hazrat always explains, and he says, when we come to the end of the Christian year, that even that Nanima or that Dadima that is in the house, maybe 80 years old, 90 years old, even she is aware that the Christian year has come to an end. Tonight is the 31st of December and we're going to be entering into a new year. And they're also happy that today it is the new year. But unfortunately, how many Muslims not even know that we have entered into a new Islamic year? And the Islamic year that we have entered into, this starts from the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrat from Makkah Mukarramah and he came to Madinatul Munawwara, the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had commenced on the 27th of Safar, of the month of Safar. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam left Makkatul Mukarramah on the 27th of Safar and he came out of Makkatul Mukarramah and he spent 3 days in Ghare Thawr, in the cave of Thawr. Obviously at that time the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in danger. The kuffar had made an announcement that if any person can capture Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at this stage and bring him to us, we prepared to give him 100 camels, 100 Mercedes Benz of today's time. Who won't be ready for such a prize, for such a gift? So every kafir was in search of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into the cave, and after 3 days, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had departed from Ghare Thawr, from the cave of Thawr, and he departed to Madinatul Munawwara. It is mentioned, according to some narrations, some historians say that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached Masjid al-Quba on the 8th of Rabiul Awal. Other historians of the opinion, 12th of Rabiul Awal, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam reached Masjid al-Quba. And thereafter Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into Madinatul Munawwara. Some historians of the opinion that when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered into Madinatul Munawwara, he told Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala ni majma'in that start recording these dates now. That it is from here that the Islamic calendar should commence. However, this is not the famous view. The famous view is in the 17th year of Hijri, in the time of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, it is from this time that the Islamic calendar had now commenced. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an. And he told Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an that, oh Umar, we receive your correspondence. Your letters come to us all the time. But these letters that are coming to us, they are undated. They don't have any date. We don't know when you have written these letters to us. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a concern now, he had a fikr that we need an Islamic calendar. Obviously the Christian calendar was there already, they could have followed that. But no, Islam, we got our own identity. We got our own way of life. We will not resemble any other way of life. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala gathered the Sahaba and he asked the Sahaba that we need to commence with the Islamic calendar. How should we commence with the Islamic calendar? Some Sahaba were of the opinion, they said, let us use the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to commence with the Islamic calendar. Others said, let us use the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to commence with the Islamic calendar. Others said, the bi'athat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was appointed as a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When he received nubuwat, let us use that point and that time as the commencement of the Islamic calendar. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala thought of all these opinions that were put before him. He said, if we're going to take the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, here there's going to be mushabahat with the Christians. The Christian calendar, they work with Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So how can we take the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam as the commencement of the Islamic calendar? He said, if we use the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, this was a very, very difficult time in the life of the believers. We lost our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala also, so to say, he had lost his frame of mind also. He took out his sword and he said, if any person comes to me and they tell me that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has passed away, I'll put an end to that person. Hazrat Umar Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Allah ta'ala give him jazai khair, he recited the verse, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is only a Rasul of Allah ta'ala. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ Many Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam had already passed before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So we find then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala accepted. So he said we cannot choose the death of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the bi'asat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala didn't accept that as well. So one opinion that came forward, let us use the hijrat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The point when he had made hijrat from Makkah Sharif and he came to Madinatul Munawwara, let us use that as the commencement of the Islamic calendar. We'll use that as the commencement of the Islamic calendar. So it is mentioned when that was proposed, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala accepted that. He was very, very happy with that opinion. He said, this is the time when a distinction was made between haqq on one side and batil on the other side, truth and falsehood. This is the time when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given ghalaba, Allah ta'ala had given the upper hand to Sahaba ridwanullahi li majma'in and Islam. That in Makkatul Mukarramah, Salah was performed in Darul Arqam. Now they have come to Madinatul Munawwara, Salatul Jumu'ah is also perform openly. They have come to Madinatul Munawwara, Salatul Eidain also, that both Eid Salah is performed openly. So let us use this as the commencement of the Islamic calendar. But then a question comes about here, that your hijrat was made in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reached in Rabiul Awwal. So why is it that the Islamic calendar then starts in the month of Muharram? We start from Muharram, whereas he came in Rabiul Awwal. So here the Mu'arriqeen and the historians have written that the Ansar of Madinatul Munawwara, they had come to perform Hajj. And on the 10th of Zulhijjah, they had pledged allegiance to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They had taken da'a to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And they told Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam that, Ya Rasulullah, that we are inviting you, that you come down to Madinatul Munawwara. You stay with us in Madinatul Munawwara. That will be your abode, that will be your residence now. You come to Madinatul Munawwara. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted this proposal. In the end of the month of Zulhijjah, these Sahaba, they now return, the Ansar of Medina, they return to Madinatul Munawwara. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the month of Muharram, he told the Muhajirin of Makkah, you start moving to Madinatul Munawwara. And he also made his intention that he is going to move over to Madinatul Munawwara. I will meet you in Madinatul Munawwara. So the actual hijrat had commenced in the month of Muharram. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam reached Madinatul Munawwara in the month of Rabiul Awwal. That is why the Islamic calendar commences in the month of Muharram. We find that this calculation, these dates, as our Hazrat beautifully explains to us, today we also wouldn't have known the Islamic calendar. We wouldn't have also known perhaps that we have entered into a new Islamic year, has it not been for Hazrat's ta'aleem and Hazrat's teachings. That because we generally follow the Islamic date all the time, so now we are conscious that we are reading our one para, Quran Sharif, every day, and we know that we have to finish it at the end of the Islamic month. That is why it has become perhaps very, very easy for us also. Allah Ta'ala reward our Hazrat down barakatuh. So nevertheless, we find in the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala mentions, هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the being that has made the sun a very, very bright lamp for you. That a person in the night, perhaps he doesn't have light, there is load shedding in today's time, or he's living somewhere in the jungle, so he needs his candle to see at night. But in the morning, the sun is out, nobody needs the candle also. A person can freely move about, he can see everything perfectly. So Allah Ta'ala has made the sun a bright lamp for you. This is a great ni'mat of Allah. وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا. And the moon, Allah Ta'ala has made it a dim lamp for you. That a person, look how conducive Allah Ta'ala made the environment also. A man works 8 hours, 9 hours during the day. He is now tired, he comes home at night, he wants a good night's sleep. So when he comes home, now Allah Ta'ala has made it such that now the light has been made dim. That a person, he comes home, for example, he has partaken of his supper, now he's finished his Isha Salah also, he finishes Ma'mulat for the day, he wants to retire to bed. So what he does, many a times they have a dimmer, so they dim the light. Or they have a bedside lamp, so now we'll put the bedside lamp on. And then you're lying down, you're reading some kitab, you switch off that and then you go off to sleep. So Allah Ta'ala also thought of that. And Allah Ta'ala made it such that the moon also is a dim lamp for us. So at night everything is conducive. There's no phone calls also now at night. No more business calls also. We find that the cars also have stopped. So these are great, great ni'mas and great, great favors of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala upon us. And therefore, further Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions, وَقَدَّرَهُ وَالْقَمَرَ نُورًا وَقَدَّرَهُ مَنَازِلٍ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has fixed and appointed the moon in different stages. Look at the different stages of the moon. That when it's the beginning of the moon has a different shape altogether. The beginning of the month, we find that the new moon has a different shape. As time progresses, we move along. We find when we come to half of the month, the middle of the month, the 15th moon, the full moon, the 14th moon, now it has a different shape altogether. Then we start going towards the end of the month again. So year again it starts decreasing in size. So a person that has technology at his hand, he also knows which time of the year it is. He has the calendar in front of him, he knows which time of the year it is. And a person living out there in the jungle, he doesn't have that calendar in front of him. He doesn't have technology in front of him. He cannot Google it and check it. But he also knows that now it's the beginning of the month. He looks at the moon, he knows now it's the middle of the month. So look at the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. وَقَدَّرَهُ manazil. And why is it that Allah Ta'ala has appointed and fixed different stages of the moon? لِتَعْلَمُوا عَدَدَ السِّنِينَ وَالْحِسَابِ. So that you will know the number of years that have already passed, and you will know calculation. A person looks at the moon, he knows now is the first of Ramadan, I got to start fasting from tomorrow. A person looks at the moon, he knows that now tomorrow is going to be the Eid al-Fitr, when is going to be Eid al-Adha, calculation of the moon. A person that works out his zakat, he uses the lunar calendar. So here also everything is based on the moon. What a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. That Allah ta'ala has not created these things except with an objective. Everything that Allah Ta'ala created, there's an objective behind it which Allah Ta'ala has created. So we find these are great, great ni'mat. We pass by these times. Allah Ta'ala complains in the Quran. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. How many signs there are in the heavens and the earth? يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُعْرِضُونَ. They pass by these signs, but they totally negligent of these signs. They do not take any heed of these signs of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So we find the month of Muharram also that has entered. This also we should be conscious of these things that we have entered into a new Islamic year. Here also Hazrat beautifully explained to us. He says that normally the Christian, the Kuffar, when they enter into the new year, it is with the month of January. And in the month of January they start. Here Hazrat Mullah Mazhar Sahib, Daum Barakatum, he explains that January in Urdu they say January. January means animalism. So here they start like animals the year. When the year starts like an animal, how do they end the year? That when we come to the month of December, the most amount of accidents that take place on the road in the month of December. Robberies and stealing, hijackings, the most in the month of December. Drug abuse, alcohol abuse, most in the month of December. A child that went to school from grade 1 to grade 12, 12 years of his life he has dedicated in school. He has worked so hard in the grade 12. Day and night they have worked, especially towards the examination period. And now that child passes with 8 A's in metric. He's got a distinction, he's got such a big certificate at the end of the year. And now they're going to have a metric ball. In that one night metric ball, here that girl meets with a boy, and here she falls pregnant, or here her entire life is destroyed. HIV positive, she now has AIDS. So one night and the whole life of a person is destroyed. A boy, he gets involved with somebody, substance abuse, or a little bit of alcohol, his whole life is destroyed. So when you start like an animal, how your year ends. And for us, we start in the month of Muharram. And the month of Muharram, this comes from ihtiram, from respect, sacredness. This is how we start our year. When a person, he starts his year with ihtiram and with sacredness, then how do we end our year? When we come towards the ending of the year, we come to the month of Rajab. In the month of Rajab, they may arrive of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the great gift of salah Allah Ta'ala blessed us with. We come to the month of Shaban. Allah Ta'ala has given us the 15th night of Shaban. And the 15th night of Shaban, we got our spiritual bath. We are cleansed in the month of Shaban. Then Allah Ta'ala grants us the great month of Ramadan. And the great month of Ramadan, what closeness a person gains to Allah Ta'ala. He is forgiven in the month of Ramadan. The moment the month of Ramadan comes to an end, and the moon of Shawwal is now safe sighted. Now these are the months of Hajj. Now Allah Ta'ala says, oh my banda, now you come and visit me. Now you come to my house. And Allah Ta'ala calls his banda all the way to Makkah al-Mukarramah. So when we start with ihtiram, look at how we end our year also. Also in the month of Muharram, we find inshallah next week, perhaps on Saturday, that will be the 10th of Muharram. And that is the day of Ashura. This is also a very, very great and a very, very blessed day. It is mentioned in the days of Jahiliyyah also, people used to fast on the 10th of Muharram. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also used to fast. It is mentioned later, فَلَمَّا قَدِمَ الْمَدِينَةِ. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam صَامَهُ وَأَمَرَ بِسْتِيَامِهِ. He also fasted on the 10th of Muharram. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded that Sahaba also should fast. But we find later when the fast of Ramadan had become compulsory, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a choice to Sahaba. He said, فَمَنْ شَاءَ صَامَهُ وَمَنْ شَاءَ تَرَكَهُ. That whoever wants to fast, you continue fasting. And whoever does not want to fast, no problem, you don't have to fast also. Therefore, Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi, many other fuqaha of the opinion that it is mustahab. If a person fasts, no problem, he will be rewarded for it. But it is not compulsory and obligatory that a person fast. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinatul Munawwara, he found the Jews of Medina fasting. He said, مَا هَذَا? What is this? Why are you people fasting today? So they said, هَذَا يَوْمٌ صَالِحٌ. This is a very very righteous day, a very very great day. This is a day نَجَّ اللَّهُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ عَدُوِّهِمْ فَصَامَهُ مُوسَى. This is a day Allah Ta'ala had granted salvation to Bani Israel from the enemies, from Fir'aun, the Coptics. Allah Ta'ala saved them. Allah Ta'ala drowned Fir'aun and his people. Allah Ta'ala granted salvation to Musa alayhi salam and his army. So therefore Musa alayhi salatu wasalam fasted. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi salam mentioned, أَنَا أَوْلَى بِمُوسَى مِنْكُمْ. I am more closer to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam than you people are. So فَصَامَهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam fasted. And he commanded others that you should also fast. So we find that on this is the day Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam fasted. So this was celebrated in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Many people incorrectly they attribute this to the shahadat and the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala. Obviously it's got nothing to do with that. It was celebrated in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He fasted. It is mentioned that in one riwayat of Bukhari Sharif, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam, he sent the sahaba that go to the villages of the Ansar and command those people that have not fasted, that have eaten in the morning, man asbaha minkum muftiran falyutimma baqiyata yawmi. Whoever has eaten something in the morning, has already partaken of his breakfast in the morning, the remainder of the day you stay hungry. Complete the day, do not eat for the remainder of the day. And that person that has started fasting, you should start fasting. You should keep your fast for the remainder of the day. The Ansar of Madinatul Munawwara, they had given so much of importance to this that their little children, they made them fast also. And it is mentioned that it was difficult, little children, they're going to cry for their food also. They get hungry also. So what did they do? They used to make little dolls. And these dolls they used to give the children, get them involved playing with these dolls, so that they will continue their fasting right up to the time of iftar. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala mentioned in this in a riwayat, that on this day, the 10th of Muharram, on the day of Ashura, the ghilaf of the Kaaba and the covering of the Kaaba, it used to be changed on this day as well, on the 10th of Muharram. So we find there are various virtues for the day of Muharram. But what lesson are we to take from the 10th of Muharram? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he found the Jews fasting. So what did he say? He told Sahaba, لَإِنْ بَقِيْتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَسُومَنَّ التَّاسِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالْ. That if I have to remain alive till the following year, then I will fast on the 9th also. I won't only fast on the 10th, I will fast on the 9th of Muharram and the 10th of Muharram. And another riwayat is mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, سُومُ عَاشُورَ وَخَالِفُ الْيَهُودِ. That fast on this day of Ashura and contradict the Yahud. سُومُ يَوْمًا قَبْلَ أَوْ يَوْمًا بَعْدَ. That either fast one day before the 10th of Muharram or one day after the 10th of Muharram. That if a person wants to fast, fast on the 9th and the 10th, or fast on the 10th and the 11th. Don't only fast on the 10th of Muharram. Therefore Allama Shami rahmatullahi alayhi has written is makruh, that a person only fast on the 10th of Muharram. There's tarahat in this, there's mushabahat, there's resemblance with the Jews over here. So the great lesson that we learn from our Hazrat Dawud Barakatum as well, that year learn to contradict the ways of the kuffar. Learn to contradict the ways of the disbelievers. The ayat of the Quran Sharif that we have recited, Allah Ta'ala also mentions, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't even incline towards the kuffar, towards the oppressors. Don't even incline. What is the meaning of تَرْكَنُوا الْمَيْلُ الْيَسِيرُ. A little bit of inclination. Don't even incline towards the sports that they have. We have our own sports. Don't incline towards the sport. The hairstyle that we have, don't incline towards their hairstyle. Their dressing that they have, don't incline towards their dressing, towards their fashion. In every way, we will try to contradict the Yahud. We will contradict the Nasara. We will contradict the Mushrikeen. And this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, practically, he showed it to us in his life, whilst Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was alive. It is mentioned, I will just mention a few examples of this. For an example, it is mentioned in the Kitab of Fiqh, that an imam when he's performing the Salah, don't stand inside the mihrab on your own and perform the Salah. An imam, he should be a little back, and the musalli is behind him, so he shouldn't be completely inside the mihrab. Many people, they have this misconception, they think the mihrab is not part of the masjid. No, mihrab is 100% part of the masjid. But why is it that you don't stand inside the mihrab? Because the Jews, when they imam used to lead them, they used to stand inside the mihrab, and the musalli used to be at the back. Why? So that they should show that state, the shan, there's a certain status that has been given to the imam of the Jews. So your Shariat, we say we contradict the Jews completely. Don't even stand inside the mihrab and perform your salah. It is mentioned in the hadith that إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى الْمُتَسَحِّرِينَ. That those people that partake of the sihri, that Allah Ta'ala's mercy is upon them. The malaika make dua for such people. The shurra have written, one explanation of this is this, that why is it that Allah Ta'ala's mercy is upon them? Why is it that the malaika make dua for such a person? The Jews never used to partake of sihri. So therefore, you partake of the sihri, you contradict the Jews. We the followers of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We got our own way of life. We got about our own identity. We follow sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So therefore Allah Ta'ala's mercy is upon such a person. Malaika make dua for such a person. A person when it is the time of iftar, in Ramadan, the moment the adhan is called out at the time of maghrib, immediately we partake our iftar. We don't delay our iftar any longer. Why is it that immediately we shouldn't delay, it is makruh to delay that iftar? Because the Jews, when they used to make iftar, what they used to do? They used to delay it to such an extent that the stars could be seen also. So they used to delay it to that extent. So we contradict the Jews there also, that don't delay your iftar. But immediately the time of maghrib has now come in, the sun has set, now you make your iftar. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had seen the condition of the Jews when they used to, how they used to keep their hair, they used to just have a normal hair, they never used to have a center comb. And the Mushrikeen, when they used to, how they used to have their hairstyle, they used to have a center comb. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in initial stages, he always used to be closer to the Jews, because the Jews were Ahl al-Kitab, they were closer to our deen, they had a Nabi, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, so always closer to the Jews. So because the Jews never kept a center comb, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam imitated them. And he contradicted the Mushrikeen, because the Mushrikeen never have any Shariat, they were idol worshippers, so he contradicted the Mushrikeen. And later on, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also decided that now I must contradict the Jews also. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then started keeping a center comb. So we find in various ways, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam also, he showed us that we should contradict the Jews, we should contradict the Christian, contradict the Mushrikeen, the Kuffar, the Kuffar. We find Hazrat also mentions to us that on one occasion, Hazrat Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullahi alayhi, he was in the New Town Masjid. So he said when Hazrat was there, one person that was there takalluf, informal with Hazrat, so he came to Hazrat, he said that Hazrat, I want to invite you for breakfast. So Hazrat said that you want to invite me for breakfast. So he said, yes, I want to invite you for breakfast. He says, no, you actually want to call me because you want barakat in your house. So Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullahi, so he said that you come home, you actually calling me because you want barakat in your house. So he says, no, he says, yes, that is true, I do want barakat in my house, that is why I am calling you. So he said that if you call me, you're not going to get barakat in your house. He says that if you bring sunnat lifestyle in your house, then barakat is going to come into your house. That today Hazrat mentions that in our homes, that on our sofas also we have these doilies. He says, what is the benefit of this? He says, this is the way of the West, so we have brought that into our house also. Exactly, whatever is in our, whatever we have in our house, so many things, we copy the West. So all these things, we should try and contradict the West. Yeah, Hazrat also mentioned to us that of the incident of Dr. Hamidullah of France, who did a lot of work and a lot of khidmat of deen in France, a lot of da'wat work he had done. So he said that on one occasion, he had gone to Madinatul Munawwara. And whilst he was in Madinatul Munawwara, in Jannatul Baqi, the qabrs are generally re-dug after a few years, and somebody else is buried in place. So he said that a certain qabr was opened up, and he found a girl that had accepted Islam at his hands in France, and she had passed away, she was buried in France. He finds her body here in Madinatul Munawwara. So he's surprised that I buried her, I know we were there, and this girl was buried in France. How is it that her body was transferred from France right to Madinatul Munawwara? So when he goes back to France, then he makes some investigation, he goes and he finds out. So here they find that alim, a great alim, he had passed away in Madinatul Munawwara, and his body was transferred from Madinatul Munawwara all the way here to France. So he said that what's wrong, how was this possible that this body was transferred over here? So then he went and they found out from the family. So the wife said, yes, there was one quality, that when he used to be cohabit with his wife, when he used to be intimate, then he used to say how fortunate the Christians are that they don't have to take ghusl. So you are inclined just a little bit towards one way of this, and look at the consequences of this. So we make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala gives us the tawfiq also to follow every sunnah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the main lesson of the month of Muharram, that here we contradict the Jews, contradict all the kuffar ways. We got our own identity, we got our own way of life. Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq of following. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem ma ba'd. In regards to Muharram and Ashura, we learn from our Hazrat Wala Damat Barakatuhum different lessons. So even in the ayat that Mawlana has quoted also, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا فَتَمَسَّكُمُ النَّارِ. The Hazrat says, we learn from the month of Ashura that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a complete way of life. That we don't need any additions or subtractions, we have a complete way of life in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Hazrat says, take this upon the heart, that we have the answers and the complete way of life and lifestyle in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Hazrat made beautiful tafsir and tarjuma, quoting Mawla Abu al-Hasan Ali Nabi rahmatullah alayhi. وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا. Don't even have مَيْلَانِ قَلْبِي also. Even your heart should not be inclined. Sometimes it seems easy for myself to be sitting on this chair and giving a talk, and a person will say that we should not follow the West. But sometimes the person himself is wearing some brand of the West within his own kurta also. Some brand name, the love, muhabbat, there is hidden within the person and he can't get it out. So for the person's life to become totally transparent, his private life, his public life. So even if Mirani Qalbi, Allah says, Dhamu Barakatuh, the person sitting in Madinatul Munawwara, there at Raza Mubarak, you can feel the warmth of Raza Mubarak, Makkatul Mukarrama. But then too, he has a Mirani Qalbi, the heart is still inclined towards the way and the lifestyle of the West. He's sitting right over there, at the best portion place of the earth, even of Jannat also. Jannat doesn't have Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But there too, as you know, what is the scores, what's happening in the sports world, political world, what is happening. In Mirani Qalbi is still there. He's still inclined towards that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yanzuru ila a'malikum wa qulubikum. Allah tells us the hearts, based upon what the heart contains, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala passes judgment and faisla. So a person's heart should be so clear and so pure. This we learn in the company of the pious people, how they keep the balance. Whether in Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwara, or they're back home. They're sitting here, but their hearts are there making ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making salat and salam. So the inclination of the heart, when Hazrat makes tafsir and tashri of the ash'ar also, to make our mindset such that we have come here, although sitting over here, but the heart is over there, with the beloved. This is Milani Qalbi, to bend the heart a bit, not where a person may be, whatever environment, but the heart now is tuned correctly for the rest of his life. The heart is inclined towards the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and gets out of this ghaflat and negligence. Hazrat always teaches us that negligence become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come out of this. Hazrat gives beautiful examples. Say a person is driving his car, he may have the best of brakes, ABS also, but for a split second, this example Hazrat gives, now we understand more in Durban, because we have so many hills and inclines and declines, you go up and down the entire day. So this is, you coming down the hill, even for a split moment or second, the person turns his attention away and the driver in front has to apply brakes. You just got a good negligence for a split second. The Sunday afternoon drive with the entire family now becomes a disaster. That person has a problem, he just turned his mind away for a little moment. Person expecting some guests to come home, and the wife says, well, come 7 o'clock, hot samosa will prepare for them. And they ring the bell, she goes to see who's there, she answers the bell, and that frying pan with the hot samosa, the handle is sticking out, the 4-year-old child goes and pull it down, and night supposed to be a khushi and happiness, turns into a hospital scenario. Just a bit of heedlessness in this dunya, what happens? So the Prophet says, imagine a person's entire life coming out like this. His heart is inclined towards everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What damage he is doing? What damage he is doing? A person can have a haram insurance over here and cover himself. Person says now, Allah shukr, I'm insured. He's making shukr to Allah ta'ala for his insurance. But here now there's no insurance. The only insurance we have now that a person makes some tayari for the akhirat, tunes his heart, turns it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he tries. He tries to go to the rasta of producing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So here Allah ta'ala says in the month of Ashura, to take that lesson, that our hearts also should not be inclined towards the ways of the kuffar, towards the lifestyle. And every single thing we learn from Hazrat, when it comes to a person's dressing from hip to toe, or what he's wearing inside and the outside, when it comes to his family life, we read different kitabs and different sunnahs, but the mizaj of sharia. So therefore we have no inclination to the lifestyle at all, whatever it may be. Whether it comes to the original sunnah, we are putting itar instead of putting this phrase. Hazrat says, stick to the original sunnahs. We have a complete way of life. There is no need now for the heart to be inclined towards anything besides what we have learned from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how our kabir have taught us how to do it in this zamana. Otherwise, for the mastakum unnar. Otherwise, the fire of Jahannam will afflict you just by the heart becoming inclined. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا لَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ مِنْ أَوْلِيَاءَ. And from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there be no assistance, there be nobody to assist you and help you within this world, qabr and akhirat. So we have a complete way of life. The month of Ashura to teach us now that we have a complete way of life. Go and sit by the Kaaba and the Muslims and find and learn from them that how we bring this complete deen into our life, to make Islam of our hearts. So the heart becomes convinced 110% that we have a haqq, we have a way of life. There's no need to adopt anything else besides what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has shown us. When it comes to our eating habits also, when it comes to our lifestyle, our children also, Hazrat says many a time the person, not the father, is pious. That he has a pious garb, his outer appearance is very pious. But you find the children now, they are just opposite what the father is just. Because the father still has an inclination. He likes, now my children must wear this type of jeans, this type of t-shirt and tackies. Because now he is now sitting in the khanqa, doing the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now he has a certain outlook, people know him as he is. But then to the love for the ghair and other way of life is still in his heart. Therefore my children will only look nice now when they are dressed like the children of the kuffar. But putting sunnah upon them is difficult. They find it too expensive sometime. Because the person is not convinced as yet. For this conviction, yaqeen, to be convinced, that's why we have to come bar bar to the pious people. Until now we mix so much with them, that their mizaj, the temperament rubs off onto us. That he has to say, we come and sit by the programs, come with an open vessel. Not a preconceived ideas, that I'm coming now just to show my face, but I'm coming with an open heart. The islah of the heart, the complete islah of my heart must take place, become totally convinced. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, even understanding, inshaAllah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulul kareem. I mean, just like Mufti Muhammad Desai and Mufti Yusuf Desai, given the importance of our Islamic identity and the importance of following the Islamic calendar as well, Mufti Rashid Ahmad Nuryani Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi has mentioned there are four wisdoms of following the Islamic calendar. Very briefly we'll mention inshallah. First one is, he said that this should teach us the lesson of Hijrah, where the Sahaba radiallahu anhu made the outward picture of Hijrah and they sacrificed everything. And also we should also think at this moment people are migrating from Syria, from other countries. This is Allah's wisdom. Who knows, this will be a mean inshallah, other people come to the fall of Islam, that Islam is going to spread throughout the world inshallah. So that Hijrah also, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu made, they left all their belongings, they left their wealth, they left all the things that inherited from their forefathers, and it was not easy for them. And they had many thoughts in their minds, what's going to happen. Among the things they thought, that we were going to leave Makkah, where are we going to settle? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them that inna ardi wasiatun fa iyaya fa'budun. That oh my bandas, my earth, whole earth belongs to me. It is very, very vast. Go and settle Madinatul Munawwara. The second fear they had, that what's going to happen, we might pass away on the way. Death will come to everyone. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the next verse, kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. That oh my bandas, yeah, again, every soul shall taste death. Whether you can suffer, whether you are at home, wherever you are, death will come to you. The third thing they had worry about is their sustenance. Obviously, they leave in Makkah, all the things at home. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells them again in the next ayat, وَكَأَيِّ مِنْ دَابَةِ لَا تَحْمِنُ رِزْقَهَا اللَّهُ يَرْزُقُهَا وَإِيَّاكُمْ. That how many creation does not take the risk with them? How many animals, insects, they don't take any risk with them. Allah gives them risk and give you risk as well. So the first thing, this lesson is imparted, that hijrah. And what's our hijrah? Al-muhajir man hajar manaha Allah anhu, or kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That hijrat, a person should stay away from all gunas, all types of sins. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited us, we stay away from that gunas. So that is the first lesson that hijrah will teach us about. The second thing Hazrat mentioned is that we should be proud of our identity. That as Muslims, we have our own calendar. Hazrat Hassan radiallahu anhu mentioned the look at our calendar. He said, "Iftataha sanata bi shahrin haramin wakhtatamaha bi shahrin haram." That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started the calendar with a sacred month, Muharram, and is ended it with a sacred month, that is Dhul Hijjah. So what to say, what a beautiful calendar. So, and we should be proud of our identity. Now Hazrat gives an example of the lion, and he says that one is a picture, that how little children will cut out the tail, some children will color it, that they can't do nothing. One is a picture. Another one, it's in a cage, and little children will poke and make fun of it. Why? Because it's in a cage. And we are also in this country now, we have to take passport photos, we have to do under the, and we're living under the authority and doing all everything according what they wish. And one is a lion in the jungle. That lion, like Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu anhum, an istima that took place in Stanga, the Stanga Sharif. On one occasion I met one elder from Stanga, so I told him that we came Stanga. He said, no, don't say Stanga, say Stanga Sharif. Well, as a Sheikh Ramtulali, he came there. So nevertheless, as a Sheikh bin Yunus, Sheikh Yunus bin Munchunus, who was Amir, very instrumental, many people changing their lives on the effort of Dawud and Tabligh. He gave a very beautiful example to share with the brothers, inshallah. He mentioned on one occasion, when Yusuf Kandiri rahmatullahi was traveling with his associate, and he saw, he came to a certain place, and he found there was a very, very big wall. So Hazrat asked, what is this? So he told him, it is the zoo. So he asked, is there a lion in the zoo? He said, definitely, there must be a lion in the zoo. So Hazrat asked, they said, take me over there, and the only thing I want to see is a lion. So Hazrat Rahmatullah went and he saw the lion, and he mentioned beautiful points, and he only spoke on one of the bayans only about the lion. And he mentions that in that cage of the lion, he found that there are many, many locks in the top, in the middle, and in the bottom, all locks. And then the second thing he observed is that in the lion, in the cage, no one is afraid. Everyone is happy, everyone is poking fun of it. The third thing he found and he observed that the authorities of the zoo, they come open the cage very quickly and they throw in the flank of a cow, some rotten meat, etc. And then he mentions, according to observances, he said just that, like that lion is in the cage and has different locks. We are also in the cage, we also have those locks. The locks of our families, the locks of the dunyas, the locks of our nafs, locks of shaitan, which is stopping us from implementing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing he mentioned, just like the lion, that no one is afraid of it. Like the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, 1 month's journey, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the awe in the heart of the kuffar for them. One Allahu Akbar of theirs could shake the palaces of Rome and Kisra. And today we say one Allahu Akbar can't even let a fly fly. So he said that we are in that also in the same position. We are useless, although we are in that cage. We are lions, but we are in the cage. And the third thing he mentioned, that just like the lion, when he was in the jungle, he had the opportunity of eating its prey. And now they are feeding it all rotten meat and all giving it all flanks of the cow, etc. So to say, I was mentioning that we as Muslims are supposed to eat tayyib food, wholesome, pure food, halal, but we are being fed by all the franchises of Burger King, of McDonald's, and KFC, and everything, and we know what is the condition. So nevertheless, that is the first lesson. The second lesson that we should be proud of our identity. Mr. Rashid Sahib Rudwani mentioned the third point. He mentions that all our ibadat except our salah, salah works for the sun, etc. But our zakat, our hajj, our fasting works with the moon. Not only that, even with regards to our women folk, the iddat period, for example, if the husband passed away 4 months and 10 days, according to the moon. And with regards to breastfeeding, according to the moon, various issues with regards to women, all that according to the moon. Our zakat, if a person, for example, discharges his zakat in the period of 33 to 35 years, according to the Gregorian calendar. In other words, example, let's say, end of 28th of February, now a financial year has ended, now 1st of March he wants to give his zakat. So if for 35 years he's giving zakat, that means he's giving 1 year short in his zakat. So yeah, a person very, very, very particular. And then the fourth point he mentioned is that a person should have love for the calendar, for Islamic calendar. And he said, like the poet said very, very beautifully, Lugat ta'abir karti hai ma'ani. That dictionaries will give you the outward meanings of certain things. But muhabbat dil ki kehti hai kahani. That love in the heart, that which comes from the crevices of the heart, says a different story. So a person should have the love for the Islamic calendar, love for our Islamic identity. And I'll end up with this point as well. Look at the Islamic calendar, the beauty of it. We know 1st of January is fixed. In peak summer, it is the New Year's Day. And Guy Fawkes Day, April Fool's Day, whatever they celebrate, obviously we don't follow them. Everything is fixed in every season. But look at the beauty of the Islamic calendar. because of the lunar calendar, in the period of 35 to 36 years, we will enjoy every ibadat, every season. Every ibadat, sometimes we fast in winter, sometimes we fast in summer. Hajj will be in summer, sometimes in spring, sometimes in autumn. So every ibadat, inshallah, we will enjoy in every season of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of having the respect and the love for the Islamic calendar, inshallah.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هذا توارا عارف بالله رومي وقت قبل دون هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصر نور الله مرقده شيخ اول هذا کا کلام ہے جام و مینا کی ہے فراوانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی دوست درد دل کی دولت کو دل میں پاتے ہیں صرف ربانی حامل درد اہل نسبت کو خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی کیسے پائے گا ذل رحمانی شیخ کامل سے جو ہے مستغنی پائے گا کیسے ذل رحمانی فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی فسق کرتا ہے دور منزل سے پیر تیرا ہو گرچہ لاسانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی فیض مرشد کی یہ کرامت ہے کوئی رومی ہے کوئی خاقانی مست رکھتی ہے سارے عالم سے دل میں لذت درد پنہانی دل میں لذت درد پنہانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہو جام عرفانی کیا حلاوت ہے اس کے جینے میں جس کو ملتا ہے
پانی مل میرے دل شکستا میں جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی جام مینا جام مینا کی ہے فراوانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی رنگ دیکھو تو بزم عارف کا کیسی مستی ہے کیسی جولانی رشک کرتے ہیں اہل ساحل بھی دیکھ کر موجِ دل کی طغیانی دیکھ کر موجِ دل کی طغیانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی رنگ پاتا ہے خانقاہوں سے اپنے امام کیسے احسانی رنگ پاتا ہے خانقاہوں میں اپنے امام کیسے احسانی جب ملا درد خون حسرت سے کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی کیا کہوں اس کا ذوق ایمانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے صحبت اہل دل کی برکت سے دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی دل میں اختر ہے کیسی تابانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی ترک کرتا ہے کار شیطانی جس پہ ہوتا ہے فضل رحمانی
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. I really wish I could hear all our other satis also their bayans, mashallah. Very, very good bayans. And may Allah make it very beneficial. May Allah make it always easy and may Allah fully accept it. And this beautiful poem of our Shaykh Jadamat Rahimahumullah, which by Ajaz has rendered so beautifully also, Jam o Meena ki hai farawani. There is an abundance of the wine and the wine glasses. And this refers to the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. When a person goes in the path of seeking the love of Allah, Allah opens so much, then fills his heart with so much of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Jispe hota hai fazle rahmani, on whom Allah Ta'ala's fazl comes down. Rahman, the most mercy one, his fazl. What is his fazl? Normally we think material things, dunya's things, etc. But what is the real fazl of Allah Ta'ala? Tark karta hai kari shaitani. When a person starts giving up gunas, no, Allah's fazl is upon you. whatever type of guna it is, of the eyes, of the mind, of the heart, whatever type of gunas. When a person stops giving, when he starts giving up gunas, know Allah's special fazl is upon you. That's the real sign of Allah's fazl. Dosto darde dil ki daulat ko, and this treasure of the love of the heart, the love of Allah Ta'ala in the heart, dil mein paate hai sirf Rabbani. Who finds this treasure of the love of Allah in the heart? Those who are Rabbani. That is, those who are connected with Allah Ta'ala, with Rabb. Those who have made an effort to find the marifat of Allah, the muhabbat of Allah, the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. They give up gunas. They will find in their heart this love of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. حاصل درد اہل نسبت کو حامل درد اہل نسبت کو. Those people who have got this nisbat and connection with Allah Ta'ala, those who are حامل of it, who have got it in their hearts, this connection of the love of Allah Ta'ala, خلق کہتی ہے دل سے یزدانی. The people from their heart automatically they say there is Allah wala, there is a person of the akhirat, there is a person who has got that wonderful life. Automatically it comes in the hearts of people. And so much so, not only in the hearts of Muslims, even non-Muslims acknowledge that this is a good man, this is a righteous man, he's a pious man. So this is when read from the heart, that connection with Allah Ta'ala is there. Shaykh Kamil say, Juhay Mustagni. On the other hand, a person who stays away, independent, who doesn't keep contact with a Shaykh Kamil, who feels I can find my own way, who feels I don't need a guide in my life, who feels I don't need a teacher. And usually, sadly, this happens to ulama. We have studied Bukhari Sharif, we have studied Quran, so we don't need a guide. Other people might not still think, but even many other people, especially a person who's so-called today broad-minded, who's got an independent mind, I don't need somebody, I know the path, I know I must make namaz, I know the right path, I've got a mind of my own, I can think. So those who stay away from a Shaykh Kamil, Taiga kaise zille rahmani, how will he find literally the shadow of Allah? And actually the meaning is the rahmat and the barakat of Allah. If Allah has kept the silsila in such a way that from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is coming down through the shajara, through the silsila, right up to today. Now a person who stays away from that, how is he going to find that rahmat of Allah Ta'ala? That rahmat, Allah has kept it in that way. So that is where you will find it. There's another very important point. Fisq, karta hai dur manzil se. Gunas distance you from your destination. You want to reach your destination, but as someone of ulama explained, that little bit of ghaflat. So ghaflat from Allah Ta'ala, and if it is more than ghaflat, actual guna that you are involved in. In other words, you are driving and you are not just unmindful, but you took a complete wrong turn. You had to turn right, you turned left. Or you took a wrong turn. And that is the guna that you make in your life. When you commit this guna, you have taken a wrong turn now. You are gone in the wrong direction. There was a fork in the road, you had to go one side, you went the other side. Where are you going to land up? So this is what guna does to a person in his life. Peer tera ho garche laatani. Even if your guide, your sheikh, your peer is such that there is no second to him in the world, he is the best. You got the best GPS, Garmin. It's giving you perfect directions. But you, it told you turn right, you turned left. So though you got the best Garmin, but still where are you going to land up? You took the wrong turn. And you don't listen. And he tells you make a U-turn. In 10 meters, turn right, turn left again. But you don't listen. You carry on with your way. How will you find your destination? Faiz-e-Murshid ki ye karamat hai. And if the karamat, the miracle of a of a murshid, of a sheikh, who is a sheikh, a kamil, who is a sheikh, a proper sheikh, not for his nafs sake, not for dunya's sake, but for the sake of deen, he wants to guide his murids towards Allah Ta'ala. What is the barakat of it? Koi Rumi hai, koi Khaqani hai. You see, somebody is like Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi. Somebody is like Hazrat Sheikh Abu Hassan Kharqani, Rahmatullah Ali. These great, great people. And this is still today also we see that those who keep proper ta'alluq with mashayikh, how Allah makes them shine. And everyone says that, look at these people. What qualities they have got. This is all the barakat of this tariq of making and keeping proper, sincere ta'alluq. Not only outwardly, but inwardly also. Must rakhti hai saare alam se. And a person becomes, his heart goes off. What is the three signs of the heart? At-tajafi anidaril ghurur. That his heart becomes disinclined to dunya. His heart doesn't enjoy anything of this dunya. He still carries on. He does what he has to do. But his heart is not in those things. Dil mein lazzat dard-e pinhani. That love of Allah Ta'ala takes away this love of this dunya. Now that fleshy motor cars, now all that wonderful food and outings and parties and prize and all those things, they go out of a person. He still carries on with his normal life, but there is no more that appeal in this dunya's things. And appeal of guna is out of the question. And in fact, Allah brings him to the state that inclination towards guna also Allah takes out from him. This is all when we find the love of Allah Ta'ala in the heart. Ye bhi pura hai. Kya halawat hai uske jeene mein. What enjoyment is not there in the life of that person jisko milta hai jaame irfani, who gets to drink of the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That is the greatest wine you can have, the love of Allah. And a person who drinks of that and he feels the love of Allah, and that comes through various ways, by marifat of Allah, pondering in the creation of Allah, pondering in the favors of Allah upon us, being in the company of the righteous and the pious, a person gets the love of Allah. And a person, how much he gets that love of Allah, what to say, what enjoyment he gets in his life. Meer, mere dil shakasta mein, O sir, in my broken heart, that you are still a human, thy desires of dunya will still, though they get less, for a person, a starter, lot of love of dunya, lot of the love of sun, etc. But as you carry on, it becomes less and less. But still, slightly it remains also. So then when you break those desires of yours, now your heart is a broken heart. Now this broken heart, jamo meena ki hai farawani. Allah pours abundance of the love of His, the wine of His love into that broken heart. And when it's a broken heart, there is another indication, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to indicate to, that it goes into the crevices of the heart. Now it doesn't just stay on the top of the heart, it's a broken heart. So it goes down into the crevices of the heart. But this is all when we break our desires of sin. Hey, you desire to look at a woman, you desire for this, but you break it. Allah pours this love into that heart. Rang dekho, nazm-e arif ka. If you want to see where there is true enjoyment, then look at the gathering of the arif of Allah Ta'ala. We will find true enjoyment. We go zulek, we go for a bride, we go for a outing, etc. But the true enjoyment, pure true enjoyment, is the gathering of the arif of Allah Ta'ala. When this type of ash'ar are being said, etc. And the love of Allah the pure love of Allah Ta'ala. These things are said, kaisi masti hai, kaisi chaulani. You see, many of our satis also, how they join in, how they are moving, how they are enjoying. This is the real enjoyment. And there at the Brai, at the Zulek, at the wedding function, there is laughter, there is many times, then you hurt somebody's feelings, etc. Fights easily erupt also from there. You didn't greet me, etc. But yet there is only enjoyment. Rashk karte hai ahle sahil sab. The people who are in comfort zone in this dunya, they also envy such a gathering. Though they are in comfort zone, they've got all the things of this dunya. But when they have that little understanding that we are just temporary enjoyment, just an outward enjoyment, these people are in the true enjoyment of deen. They have got deen in their lives. And how many people, though they haven't got deendari in them, but yet they admire that my son is so pious, this family member is so pious, that person there is so pious, they really admire those people. Dekh kar mauj dil ki tughyani. When they see the strong waves, the tsunamis, in their hearts of the love of Allah, they also envy them. That how great are these people, what are they not doing? Jab mila dard khoon hasrat se, and when you broke your desires, and that hasrat, that sorrow, that blood that flowed from that sorrow of not following your desires, haram desires, your najayiz, your haram desires, kya kahu uska zauq e imani. Allah Ta'ala enhances his iman to such a level then. One is iman e murisi, which we inherited. One is iman e mawjood, our present iman. But when a person sacrifices like this, Allah increases the level of that iman. And he becomes more stronger, and he finds more enjoyment. Sohbat ahle dil ki barakat se, and by the barakat of the company of the people who got hearts, not a biological heart, but a spiritual heart which is connected with Allah. When you stay in such people's company, whose hearts are connected with Allah Ta'ala, we found Allah's marifat, Allah's muhabbat, Allah's ma'iyat, togetherness with Allah Ta'ala. Dil mein akhtar hai kaise tabani. Then in your heart, what enjoyment don't you find because of this? So this is all on account of connecting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very, very beautiful poem, and the meaning of it also is very great, inshallah. Yusuf or Khan, somebody say something. Jee? Ani Musa said. Ani Abdul Rahman, mashallah, hit program last night, we'll see yourself.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala Rasulihi al-Kareem. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر صدق الله العلي العظيم. As ulama kiram had spoken greatly about the month, the new year has come, the month of Muharram. Similarly, Hazrat always encourages us at this time of the year to look after our time. Time is a very, very great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The measurement of time also is a very, very great creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created it. And Hazrat says that at times a person must ponder and think about this ni'mat of time. We are living through time. What a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the measurement of time. Today we just tell a person, I'll meet you at 5 o'clock, I'll meet you at 6 o'clock, I'll meet you at 3 o'clock, I'll meet you next month. Did we ever think that this is a bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how Allah has created this time? So a person is living in time, he's passing through time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created something abstract. It's not something physical which a person can see. So this is a very, very great ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this time is so valuable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually takes a qasam and an oath on time. And Allah ta'ala takes an oath on those things which are very, very valuable. So Allah ta'ala says that time is so valuable. Wal asr. And Hazrat says so beautifully that Allah ta'ala protect and save every one of us. But it's possible in our life we can lose some money. A person can get that money back after that. Sometimes a person loses a family member. then not where a person can get. There are only one family member, two family members, you can never get back again. That is your parents. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate our parents, to make qadr while they are living, and once they have passed away, to continuously make dua for them, isale sawab for them. Person loses his parents, he loses his wife, he can get another wife. Lose your children, you can get children again. But a parent, a person can never replace in his life. But anyhow, a person loses a family member, he's someone to take the place of that person. A person loses money, he can get that money back. A person loses a property, he can get his property back. And Allah protect and save us. A person loses his iman, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give that person his iman back. However, a person must never ever play with iman. Mumtaz al-Haq Sahib, the other day in the madrasa, he was mentioning that normally we find that those people who go towards kufr and disbelief, very, very seldom they come back onto the right path. Therefore, he was saying that it was stressing that we must look after our iman, and the people around us also, we should try to encourage them, speak to them, and not lose a person. He says, very seldom we find a person who becomes a Shia, a Qadiani, that he ever comes back. And our husband was stressing this past few days greatly that adab and respect. Because of their adab and disrespect, many, many times a person loses his iman. Hazrat Mawlana Ashrafuddin Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that I fear disrespect more than sinning. Sinning a person is because of his weakness within himself. He does a wrong thing, he feels lousy, he feels bad within himself. Be'adabi and disrespect is a shaitan quality. Shaitan was very disrespectful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah ta'ala told shaitan, go out, he took a custom, he said, Allah, because bima aghwaytani, because you made me gumrah, because you made me astray, because you misguided me, I'll turn Adam alayhi salam and his people away from your path. He showed disrespect, how he spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a takabur and pride within a person. So this actually takes a person loses his iman. Hazrat was mentioning that many times we feel that a person just became a Qadiani, he just became a Shia. He was sitting in the haram of Makkah Mukarramah, somebody came and sat next to him, and they encouraged him. And because of this he went, lost the path of iman. It's not because of that. It's because of some other guna which he had done before that. And because of that, Allah Ta'ala deprives a person. So therefore, a person must be very, very careful, and we should make actually dua to Allah Ta'ala that Allah must protect us from bi'adabi. We must have this fikr and concern within ourselves, and this generally stems because of pride and takabur within a person. We show disrespect. And Hazrat was saying that in today's time, especially to our parents, to our elders, to our asatidah, there's so much of bi'adabi and disrespect shown towards kitabs. In the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Mawlana Ashrafuddin Thani Rahmatullah says that today there's no barakat in knowledge. Because people haven't got respect for knowledge. There's so much of knowledge around, a person throws a book on the floor. Even if it's a worldly thing, a newspaper. Now, ulama have mentioned it's makruh to use a newspaper as a dastarkhan. Or people wrap up their meat in newspaper. Because it's writing there. It's knowledge. And any knowledge you are showing disrespect to it, the barakat of knowledge is taken away from there. So, other than respect. So anyhow, we are mentioning that a person can lose his iman. But Allah Ta'ala can give a person his iman back. But there is one ni'mat and bounty which Allah has given us, and that is the ni'mat of time. And once time goes in a person's life, the time can never ever come back to a person. Hazrat mentions one incident that there were certain people, once they were walking through the jungle and they got lost. It was very, very frightening, a very dark jungle. And while they are walking, they came across some beautiful gems and jewels on the ground. So some of them started picking it up. One person picked up 3, 4. Another person said, "Why? We are in the jungle, we are lost, it's very frightening, don't waste your time picking up stones here." Another person said, "No, they look very beautiful." He put 30, 40 in his pocket. And anyhow, they continued walking. It was a big jamaat, all different people had taken different amounts, some took nothing at all. In the morning, they came out at the end of the jungle, and the people, they met some people at the village. People say, "Where were you? We were looking for you the whole night, we heard you people got lost. The jungle is very, very dangerous and nobody ever comes out alive. There are very wild animals in there. But in the jungle there are very, very valuable gems and stones and diamonds." So then the people now, they will start thinking to themselves, "Oh, what a mistake I made. Those people who had got 30, 40, will they be happy or will they be sad?" They'll be sad because they could have taken more, even if it was difficult. But I wish I took 60, I took 70. And the person who took 10, how much more sadness won't he have? And the person who took nothing at all, how much of sadness won't that person have? So Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَنذِرْهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ. One of the names of the day of Qiyamah is the day of Hasrat, the day of sorrow and sadness. And every person will look back in his life and think that how I wasted my time. And may Allah give us tawfiq. Allah says also, we must make tawbah and istighfar. Ask Allah Ta'ala to forgive us. How much of our time, of our life, we are wasting? It just goes past a person's life. And no fikr, no concern. This week Hazrat was mentioning in the Mishkat Dars that one hadith of Mufti Mahmud Sahib rahmatullah alayhi used to always mention that اغتنم خمسا قبل خمسين Once a person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one sahabi, Hazrat Amr ibn Maymun radiallahu anhu, wa huwa ya'idhuhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving him wa'az, was advising him. So Hazrat says, from here we learn a lesson that for wa'az and nasihat, you don't have to have a whole jamaat, 100 people, then only you give advice. Many times in the Quran Sharif, Luqman alayhi salam spoke to his son, one person, and he gave him, what a wa'az, what a nasihat. Allah accepted that wa'az and nasihat to one, to his son. So much of effect there was, that till the day of Qiyamah, Allah has kept that wa'az in the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Mirza mentioned about Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, that one bayan he gave, there was only one person sitting in the bayan. And a full hour he gave the bayan. And the bayan actually, Allah Ta'ala accepted it, it was written down, it was published also. So this is, Allah give us all ikhlas and sincerity, that wherever we get the opportunity to speak our deen, we don't have to wait for a big jamaat, a lot of people, even if one person, and sometimes it has a very, very great effect, that person's life can change because of that. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, يَغْتَنِمْ خَمْسًا قَبْلَ خَمْسٍ, that value five things before five. Value five things before five. شَبَابَكَ قَبْلَ هَرَمِكَ, value your youth before old age. And your Hazrat says that haram here means senile. When a person becomes senile, now he can't think properly, he can't talk properly, he doesn't know what's happening in his life, he starts forgetting everything. So before that time, you are still shabab, you still got youth, you still got health, you can do many, many things. And especially those who are young, they should value it very, very great. Only when a person reaches old age, as Danu Rahmatullah Ali used to say, Jab jawani gayi to zindagani gayi. When your youth has gone away, your life has gone away. You see, I never understood what this year meant until eventually I reached old age. Then when I reached that time, then I understood that there's no actual life for an old person. He doesn't feel like he's actually living in this world. You see, this, because when you are young, Allah has given, as it says, that a person runs up the stairs, down the stairs. Anytime he wants to eat, he eats at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night also, he goes and sleeps straight after that. Allah has given a person youth. It's a very, very great bounty. Appreciate your youth. Use it for deen before you become old. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, يَسْكِحَتَكَ قَبْلَ سُقْمِكَ, that your health before you become sick. Appreciate your health. Allah has given you health. Use your health for deen. Don't say, inshallah, later on I will do it. When a person becomes sick, at that time a person cannot do anything at all. Now a person is all the time in bed. A person is suffering so much. He's taking medication, going to doctors, running from here to there. There are great, great virtues for being sick also. But you must always ask Allah Ta'ala for afiyat and for ease. So while you are healthy, start preparing for akhirat, preparing yourself before you become sick. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that when a person has got free time, qabla shughlik, before he becomes mashghul, before he becomes engaged in things, a person must start now using the free time. And a person must make free time for deen. Don't think that, inshallah, one day I'll become free, then I'll start doing the khidmat of deen. As it mentioned, the incident, Mursa Paranpuri Rahmatullah Alaihi used to mention that in the days of the past, when people used to fetch water, person used to come with his animal, and they used to have a well. And for the well, there was buckets, there's a bucket system, so the thing used to go around, and the bucket, and used to make a very, very big noise, and take out the water, and come up and give the water. So the animal will come there and drink. So one person came and he said, you know what, and my animal is going to drink the water here, but this bucket, the noise it's making, it's too much of noise. My animal can't drink. So please don't make that noise. So the person who was standing there told him, you see, if the animal wants to drink water, it has to go in the noise. The noise has to continue, because otherwise no water will come out. If you want the buckets to continue going up and down and the water to come out, you'll have to, in that noise, that animal will have to drink the water. So Hazrat was saying, see now, even though you've got so much of occupation, so much of things, but at that time also make sure you are doing your work, doing your khidmat of deen. Put it inside there. As Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, see, this one point I'm telling you which will benefit you greatly in life. He say that when you've got two works, you are doing two works, and you want to do some other work, don't say later on I'll do it. He said, you'll never ever get the opportunity. He say, take the third work and put it inside the two work. Allah Ta'ala will give you barakat and blessings, all that work will get finished. He said, but don't wait for the opportunity. Do it at that moment. You put it inside there, Allah will give you barakat, you finish all the work. So, before you become mashghul and before you become, you tie it down. At that time now, when you got your free time, try to use it for the khidmat of deen. And how much of khidmat of deen, how much of time a person appreciates his free time, Allah will give more barakat and blessings in that day. So this is the third thing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. There was one. And one more before this five. Ghinaka ji. Ghinaka qabla faqrik. A person's wealth before he becomes poor. If Allah has given a person wealth, whatever wealth, and every person feels he is poor in this world, we must learn to make shukr and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever wealth we've got. Always look at the person lower than us, the person will feel he is wealthy. So a person, Allah has given him wealth, use that wealth. Use it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use it in the correct places before a person becomes poor. Because kada faqru yakuna kufran. Many times faqr and poverty can lead a person towards kufr. Muzimuna Dabele Sab, Nawal Barakatum, was mentioning that now they, recently, Qurbani time, they went to Syria. And they say, you see the people there, what conditions they are. May Allah protect and save us. And he was saying, he said this hadith, kada al-faqru ayyakuna kufran. Many times faqr and poverty can lead a person towards kufr. In Turkey, there are Christian missionary organizations working. And they give the people food. They give them a basket. But in every basket of theirs, there's a da'wah towards Christianity. There's pages and pamphlets. So they were just saying that we also must have this fikr and concern for our Muslim brothers in those countries. We should at least minimum make dua for them. Our money Allah has given us, send it to those countries, benefit those people, wherever we can help and assist reliable organizations. But a person mustn't wait. They also were wealthy people. They lived in double-story houses. Some of them, you say, they got cars, the best of cars, but they can't use the cars. The most valuable animal now in Syria is a donkey, because there's no petrol. So they've got that wealth that was there, double-story, triple-story houses. They had to leave everything and run. So before that day comes, Allah has given you wealth, use your wealth. And then the last thing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَيَاتَكَ قَبْلَ مَوْتِكَ. And the value of your life before your death comes to a person. Once Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu was walking past the Qabristan graveyard, and he told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, just wait here. He jumped down his horse and he read two rakats of salah. And then he came back and he says, you know, I'm thinking to myself that the person in the Qabr and grave, if he could only have the opportunity to recite two rakats of salah, it will be better for him than the whole one and whatever it contains. That's why I'm reading this two rakats of namaz to appreciate that Allah has given me time as yet. Because once a person goes there, even one salam, Mutrif ibn Shakir rahmatullahi alayhi, once he was walking past the Qabristan at night and he saw like a lot of people standing there and they were half naked. He was surprised. It was a Thursday night. So he went up to them. He greeted them. They never answered him. Then he's hearing them saying, this is Mutrif ibn Shakir rahmatullahi alayhi. So he was surprised. They know my name. They know my father's name, but I'm making salam. They're not answering my salam. So he asked them. So they said, no, we are the dead people. We have come out. It's a long story, but they told him. He said, I made salam. He never answered my salam. They say, we wish we could make one salam. That one salam is more valuable to us than the whole world and whatever it contains. But we can't make salam here, because we will get rewarded for it. So because of this here, we are deprived of the day. So appreciate it. And he told them in the long story incident, they go back to the people of the world and tell them that your relatives are waiting for amal and good actions. They must send it to us. And they mustn't be unmindful, because they are also going to come here one day. So anyhow, Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq wa hayataka qabla mawtik. Before death comes to a person must appreciate his life. So Allah Ta'ala has given every single one of us. Well, us, Allah Ta'ala says, your time, value your time. And one way easier, Hazrat says, make muhasabah. Take reckoning. Every day, night, how much of my time has passed? Hazrat says, there were those buzrugani deen. Every day they would write down whatever they spoke throughout the day. He says, firstly think, how much we speak, just to write that down would be impossible. They spoke so little, but then at night they used to go and look at whatever they had written down and say, no, this here was unnecessary. They used to make tawbah istighfar for it. This was layani, this was futile. So if a person, imagine how much of fikr and concern, and our kabir, if you look at their lives, as it says, how much of barakat Allah gave. Munana Shabali Thanvi rahmatullahi, Munana Yusuf Khandelevi rahmatullahi, in a young age he passed away. But what khidmat of deen he had done, because they looked after the value of their life. Once Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Khuddar rahmatullahi alayhi, in a madrasa, he mentioned an incident of one of our kabir of India, that when he went to visit him, he actually had two shoes, one by this door, one by that door. So he says, if I'm going out that way, I don't have to waste time, there's a few seconds to go and fetch the shoes from this side. I can easily go out that side. So much they value time. So may Allah give myself and all of us tawfiq and ability that we understand the value of time. Allah has given us a great, great bounty. Appreciate this time. We are living through time. We are passing through time. Think back how much of my time, of my life I've wasted. Let us make tawbah and istighfar. Every day we actually should make tawbah and istighfar. That Allah, so much of my time I've wasted. Make shukr for whatever Allah has given us, whatever good we have done in that day. Allah will increase us by making tawbah and istighfar. Inshallah, Allah will forgive us for our sins, for not using our time correctly. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikr illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. کوئے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں نور چمک رکھا کس نے, کوئے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے پانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے, خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے, شان نہیں سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو, کیا کیجئے لبریز جب ان کی الفت کا پیمانہ ہو, عقل کی زنجیروں کو توڑے عشق میں یوں دیوانہ ہو, غیروں کا کیا ذکر جب اپنے آپ سے ہی بیگانہ ہو, نشہ عشق الہی یارو نشہ عشق الہی یارو, چیز ہی ایسی ہے واللہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے, تاریخ اپنی عظمت کی لکھوائی رب کعبہ نے, جان لٹا کر دین کو زندہ رکھا ہمارے آبا نے, جنگ احد میں خون نبوت دیکھا جو ہی صحابہ نے, ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے ایک دن میں دی ستر جانے, ایسا پیارا ہے اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے وہ سارے خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں, عشق خدا کی آگ وہ پہلے سہنے دل میں لگاتے ہیں, جس سے معاصی کے وہ سارے خار و خس جل جاتے ہیں, پھر سالک کو آسانی سے منزل پر پہنچاتے ہیں, رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے رب نے ایسا شیخ دیا ہے, سب کہہ دو سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له, ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له, ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد, فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله, وقال تعالى أيضا في مقام آخر, يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, المرء ما من أحب, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل, أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم.
repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, from bid'at, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I enter in the silsila, the chain of the Chishtiya and Naqshbandiya and Qadiriya and Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my ba'at. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, in your pleasure and with your full forgiveness. And O Allah, enter me on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter with all the righteous and the pious. May Allah accept, inshallah. We'll speak to Mawlana Musa or Mawlana Abdurrahman and we'll tell you what you have to do, eh? And then keep contact with whoever you have contact with, like Mawlana Abdurrahman or whichever of the Khulafa, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So inshallah, due to Hazrat's ill health, Hazrat will not be answering emails in the future. So on the website, inshallah, we will be placing the names of Hazrat's Khulafa, where a person, whoever his heart is inclined towards, whoever he has got some munasabah with, some compatibility with, inshallah, he should send his Islahi questions, whatever he's got, any problems, etc., he should send it to that person. So inshallah, in the coming day, inshallah, 1-2 days time, all the names will be placed up on the website. So a person will go there, he can click to whichever person he wants to, and inshallah he can send his Islahi questions to that person. And if anybody's name is is not there, person wants to keep ta'aluk with them, etc., or that person himself, his name is not there, please inform us, then we will put his name on the website. And a person should have, whoever he's got munasabat compatibility, should write to that person. Not today you send to one person, or you send to five people, look at whichever one is more suitable to you, but you keep to one person and you follow that person properly. I'll give us tawfiq. Inshallah, we should also ensure that we attend the majlis, that we'll get the greatest amount of benefit we will get, even especially of that person, whoever we got ta'aluk with, and we should try to attend Hazrat's majlis as far as possible. If you are in different areas, far off areas, those khulafa who are in those areas, try to attend their majalis. See, you know, the weekly majalis which takes place here on Laylatul Arbi'ah on Tuesday night, we should try to attend that. And monthly, especially for those who are very far, at least once a month we should try to make the effort from Yawmul Jumu'ah, from Friday night until Yawmul Ahad, 3 days. We will make arrangements also for those who want to sleep over and stay over, we should try to attend those. And in the month of Ramadan especially, the whole month, inshallah, we should try to be for the full 40-day program, 10 days before Ramadan, and the whole month of Ramadan. And all our Islahi jalsas which take place in the three different provinces, we should also try to attend, make ensure we attend those programs.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. رب اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عما تعلم إنك أنت الله الأعز الأكرم. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات المسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات. يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الكرماء يا منعم يا محسن. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. هو يا الله مزغفار غافر غفور الله Most compassionate Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Shafi, Ya Salim, Ya Salam, Ya Halim, Ya Kareem, Ya Wasi Al-Maghfara. Oh my Allah, forgive us for all our sins, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we are down in sins, Ya Allah, from the top to bottom, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, we are sitting here, only to Your Fazl and Ya Karam, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, open, Ya Allah, Your floodgates of Your mercy upon us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, purify and cleanse our souls and our hearts, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, the love and dard and the muhabbat, Ya Allah, Mashaykh have in the hearts of Hazrat Wala. Ya Allah, transfer this to our hearts, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, grant us, Ya Allah, make us a fish that will swim the deep oceans of Your ma'rifah. يا محبذا يا لب ما يالله يا الله قرنت سعالوة إيمان يا رحمة الرحمين يا الله قبل الموت ما يالله ريكورد ونيمز الجسد بيعولي يا إن فرنز ما يالله يا الله بغير استحقاق ولا بين ديزابين يا الله يا الله we have no حق no right to demand from you ما يالله يا الله يا كرمنا يا فضل يا الله the kindness of our elders and our seniors upon us يا رحمة الرحمين that يا الله we are sitting يا الله we begging before you يا رحمة الرحمين oh ما يالله make us among the أولياء and your friends يا الله cleanse our hearts our eyes, our tongues, our hands, our feet. Ya Allah, clear our lives from all gunas and sins and all those things that block our muhabbat with you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, take us from the life, Ya Allah, take us from the life of sins, Ya Allah. Give us a life of bita'at and muhabbat and love. The love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, this heart has been made only for you and only for you. Ya Allah, we put everything else into the heart beside you. Oh my Allah, cleanse our hearts out, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the salah, which is the salah, that you be happy with us. Ya Allah, give us the halawat of the dhikr of Quran, the halawat. Oh my Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the halawat and the pleasure of your ita'at and your ibadat. Ya Allah, make, Ya Allah, abandoning of sins enjoyable for us, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, give us the eyes, Ya Allah, of your friends and your close ones, the hearts of your friends, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, accept us for the خدمة الدين أشهد أن فرمز أن شلون يا رحمة الرحمين وما يلا يكسد المجالس اللي تيجين بليز يلا كيف دم قائمة دام دائم في الدرية القيامة يلا بتجد وجمعنا مدارس يا رحمة الرحمين بتجد ومشايخ علماء يا رحمة الرحمين وما يلا جاند وحضرت الله the best of الدنيا قبر الآخرة يلا جاند the best of health يا الله يلا وتبدا جمعنا بزهاتي وما يلا في الفول تدعى في التسيحة السلامة يا الله يا الله يا الله ولا رو مشايخ ويتيم وما يلا يا الله we have this ayah upon us. Oh my Allah, it is because of the advance, Ya Rahim and Ya Karam, Ya Allah, that we are enjoying all these majalis. Ya Allah, these beautiful moments, Ya Allah, listen to your name, listen to your shahar. Oh my Allah, this part of our hearts, oh my Allah, Ya Allah, that is complete Islam of our hearts, Ya Rahim and Rahimi. Ya Allah, we are undeserving, but that we have tabanna. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are living in hope, Ya Allah. Only Ya Allah, you make us among your friends, Ya Allah. Grant us to Allah, Ya Allah, the pinnacle of your ma'rifah and muhabbat. Ya Allah, grant his heart, Ya Allah, that we show your muhabbat and your love. The entire alam will drink from it, Ya Allah. Oh, Ya Allah, grant us as family. Ya Allah, your progeny will the day of Qiyamah. Make them amongst your awliya. Ya Allah, grant them the best of this world, qabar and akhirat. Keep them with sirha and afiyat and salamat. Ya Allah, keep them in your eye, Ya Allah, in the sight of your rahmat and Ya Allah, in the shade of your your names and your bounties. Ya Allah, protect all efforts of deen, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Give progress, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Ya Allah, the khanka pulls and Ya Allah, keep them till the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, make an investment for all of us till the day of Qiyamah, Ya Rahman Rahimeen. Oh my beloved Allah, we shukr for all your names and your bounties you have given us. Ya Allah, we indebted Ya Allah to your ihsan, Ya Allah, the ihsan and kindness upon us. Oh Allah, accept us and forgive us. Ya Allah, we shukr for you for ni'mat of iman, for Islam and all the bounties you have given us. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami' al-alim. Wa tub 'alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin. Alhamdulillah.